Oakland Raiders football is right around the corner. You can hear all their games on KINS 106.3 FM.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
This is Troy Nicolini with the National Weather Service with today's community comment. I work for the National Weather Service, and our mission is to protect lives, property, and the economy from the impacts of weather, floods, and in our case, tsunamis. So in the simplest terms, our mission is to protect people from nature. Now it turns out the National Weather Service is part of NOAA, which is the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, and many other parts of NOAA are involved in the exact opposite role, or in other words, protecting nature from people. So for example, NOAA's National Marine Fisheries Service helps ensure that fish stocks are protected, and NOAA's National Ocean Service works to reduce the impact of marine debris on our oceans. So each agency has its mission, and of course that makes sense, but I've always looked for ways to solve problems that cut across agency missions to get the important work done that the community needs. One example involves salmon, gravel miners, loggers, and the onset of winter. You see, the National Marine Fisheries Service requires that loggers and gravel miners only conduct their activities during the dry months. This is because logging and gravel mining requires that temporary bridges are placed over streams to get access to their work sites. If the bridges stay in after the rivers rise, then the salmon trying to migrate upriver to lay their eggs can be blocked. So, whether you like to eat or catch salmon, or you just like a healthy ecosystem, it makes sense for loggers and gravel miners to pull out of the watershed for the winter. The tricky part is knowing when the wet season is going to begin with enough lead time so that the loggers and gravel miners can pull their equipment and bridges out of the watershed before the salmon start to migrate. Under the old scenario, where each part of NOAA worked on their own mission, the National Marine Fisheries Service had to figure out when the wet season was going to begin. But they are fisheries biologists, not meteorologists. So when they had to figure this out on their own, they were overly cautious and would have the gravel miners and loggers pull out of the watershed extra early just to make sure that the salmon were not harmed. This was great for the salmon, but not so good for the local economy, since it meant that less gravel was mined and less logs were harvested. So your local National Weather Service office and your local National Marine Fisheries Service office teamed up to do a better job. Our meteorologists now work side by side with the fisheries biologists to decide when the wet season is going to begin, and we do this in coordination with the loggers and the gravel miners. The result is that more days of logging and gravel mining can occur while actually providing better protections for salmon as they swim upstream. That's a win for the ecosystem, it's a win for the local economy, and it's a win for anybody who likes to eat or catch salmon. This has been Troy Nicolini with today's community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.